This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Tuesday, February 26th. God's word to you is, get understanding. Our scripture reading is taken from Habakkuk 1, verse 23, and it says, but you are pure and cannot stand the sight of evil. Will you wink at their treachery? Should you be silent while the wicked swallow up people more righteous than they? Prophet Habakkuk was one of Daniel's contemporaries. Habakkuk was part of the families that were taken to Babylon, and he struggled to understand God's judgment. Israel is God's people, yes. They had done wrong, but they were still better than the Babylonians. Sometimes, when you read scriptures, we think that the prophets or the people that walked with God did not have struggles. Sometimes we think that the prophets did not ask God tough questions. But the truth is that they did. In reality, you really cannot walk with God if you did not resolve tough questions. Habakkuk had to resolve this tough question. Have you had such struggles, and how did you deal with them? Both Habakkuk and Daniel learned that God's justice can always be trusted. Most times we do not understand God's justice and God's judgment. We do not understand fully why God does what he does and how he does it. But he is altogether righteous. Daniel 2 verses 19, 20, 21 and 22 say, then Daniel praised the God of heaven. He said, praise the name of God forever, for he has all wisdom and power. He controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholars. He reveals deep and mysterious things and knows what lies hidden in darkness, though he is surrounded by light. These scriptures show us how Daniel and his friends were able to accept their circumstances without becoming angry or bitter at their predecessors or at God. Daniel acknowledged that there is a God in heaven. They that come to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you pay close attention to how Daniel praised God and prayed, you can tell that it was not easy for him to accept what God was doing and the path God was taking him through. When you know God to be full of wisdom and power, it takes you through a path that you do not understand. It is easier to obey because you know that he is full of power and wisdom. When you know God to be full of wisdom and power, it takes you through a path that you do not understand. It is easier to obey because you know that he is full of wisdom and power. He controls the course of world events. What Daniel was saying in essence is, King Nebuchadnezzar cannot just come and bully God's people. When we know God and understand that he is full of wisdom and full of power, and that he orchestrates the course of events, then we understand that everything works together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. We are better equipped to deal with the things we do not understand. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. To you I give all the praise. To you I give all the praise. Let my life be used for your glory. To you I give all the praise. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.